Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast as we continue our His 5, which is 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. Before we get started today, I just want to ask you guys to do us a favor. And if you've been listening, you've been enjoying it, would you leave us a review? Leave us some stars. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. Also, we've been getting some emails from some of our listeners. I'd love to know if you're listening, where you're at, and what kind of ball you play, or if you're just a fan, a coach, or whatever. Would love to hear from you. You can email us at lincoln@lincolnlawing.com, and that email address is in the show notes, along with the hisshow.org website. That we're working on getting that up and running as well, so would love to hear from you. Send us an email, leave us a review, leave us some stars, let us know what you think. Always open to feedback and want to know where you guys are listening at and how it's going for you. So today, our verse is Hebrews 12:12, and it says, "So take a new grip with your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees." And today we're going to talk about what it means to re-grip. And I think we've all had an experience where we're carrying something heavy, and during that process, our hands started to hurt. Maybe they got a little sweaty. Our back started to tighten up, and we needed to take a break. And to do that, we just simply needed to put the object down, get a better grip, and keep going. And the goal stayed the same. The process stayed the same. The destination stayed the same. However, the grip that got us where we were wouldn't get us to where we were going. So we didn't quit carrying what we were carrying. We simply had to re-grip and keep moving. And this is also a good approach to have in our Christian walk. There are many things that happen that cause us to lose our grip, and then we get tempted to quit. And the more complex life and leadership and ministry and relationships get, the weaker our grip can get. However, I'd like to remind you, as I remind myself, that we need to keep telling ourselves, don't quit, re-grip. And you know, it's something that's been special to me for many years. I remember standing in the back of the church with my dad right before we were walking out for my wedding ceremony. And he looked at me and he said, "Hey, Jesus reached down into the pit and he grabbed us. We just need to keep holding on to him and gripping him tight, and he will take us where we need to go." And that's the best advice I ever received. So when things get tough and my grip gets weak, I don't ever quit. I just re-grip. So I want you to think, what's going on in your life that you need to stop and re-grip? You know, God has grown me in many seasons where I wanted to quit. And I have found that the growth typically starts where the comfort ends. I wish that wasn't the case, but it is. So we must constantly re-grip in our athletics, coaching, business, ministry, marriage, parenting, relationships, and our own life struggles. So my encouragement to you for today is, when you get tired, when you get weary, when you get worn out and you're ready to bail out, don't quit, re-grip. And remember that Jesus has taken hold of us and his grip never tires. And I love that in Philippians 3:12 as our closing verse. "Not that I have already reached the goal or am already perfect, but I make every effort to take hold of it, because I also have been taken hold of by Christ Jesus." So Jesus has gripped us, and when things get tough, don't quit. Re-grip. See you next time.